American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Richard Epstein, who's helping me understand tax proposals, not only in Rome at the G20 meeting, not only in theory about the flat tax, but also about the Biden administration and the Congress now proposing to tax wealth, tax assets, unrealized assets. Richard, the puzzle for me is when you tax well-to-do people, and at one point Senator Wyden of the Democratic Senate said that this is only about 700 people in America, that requires you to have a policing mechanism and restrictions that seem to me excessively overwhelming. And also, you've got to presume that your targets in this instance, the 700 wealthy people, are going to adapt. So in that adaptation, doesn't that lead to endless changes of strategy and tactics by the taxing authority to catch up to those billionaires?
Yes, it always has. Look, just start with the simple progressive tax that we had, which is nearly as steep as the thing we're going. What happens is people face this, and so they say, look, I don't want to pay a very, very high tax on $10 million. I'm going to put it into a family trust. I'm going to make sure that the six of my children and relatives are going to be in it. So instead of having $10 million for me, what we do is we have $1.6 million for everybody inside the family, and we're going to be able to lower some of those rates. Then you're going to try to figure out how it is that you manage to defer these things through the creation of tax shelter devices. It turns out that there are very powerful tools available to basically shield income by creating a fake deductions, that is, deductions that don't reflect the actual economic loss that you're suffering. I don't want to bore readers with or listeners with all the details on that, but essentially, if you combine partnerships which are limited in liability with funny allocation degrees between taxable and non-taxable partners and take advantage of the appreciation, the stepped-up basis of death, you can shelter huge amounts of money in the interim, get it out of the tax system, and then when the time when you die, it basically stays out of the tax system as well. And so you're going to see more and more use of that. You're going to see more heavy use of situations where people start to have elaborate transactions with foreign entities of one kind or another. You're also going to see, by the way, many people decide that they're going to abandon their United States citizenship. And the Elizabeth Warren proposal is always trying to put exit taxes on them so that it doesn't happen. The other thing that's going to happen immediately without any ability of the United States to counter it is foreign investment into the United States will plummet if it turns out that that foreign investment is subject to a very punitive tax system. So people will just stay out of the country. They'll invest overseas. Yes, there'll be furious situations taking place, and there's no need for it. Can the government tax up? The answer is yes, some. And then there's another round of evasion. Government taxes up, but these guys, these lawyers, are absolute geniuses in finding loopholes within the system because they understand everything so well. And by the time you catch up, it's 3 or 4 years, and in the meantime, lots of people have used these things. You can't apply, at least most of the time, some of the new rules retroactively. You need to have new regulations, new statutes. The effort to do it is crazy, but what you're trying to do, in effect, is that you're saying, I want to get, say, $3 trillion over the next 10 years. That is not a huge number relative to the United States economy at large. It's a big number, but not an overwhelming one. But if you're trying to say, I'm trying to get that from just 0.02% of the population or 0.2% of the population, then it becomes just an enormous burden on a very, very small group. And that distortion is going to lead to very powerful responses.
All right. I want to go to a Supreme Court decision and see if it applies to the proposal by Senator Warren and Senator Wyden. This is you're teaching Knowlton versus Moore, 1900, argued December 1899, decided May 1900. It would suggest that You can tax wealth, unrealized wealth, once in the estate of the citizen and not repeatedly year after year. Is that how to read this?
Yes. Well, Milton v. Moore and the earlier case called Magoon against Illinois are basically transfer taxes at the time of death. And the theory of that particular situation is that if there is a taxable transaction, you can tax it at the state level and at the federal level. And so if somebody dies, the inheritance tax says you tax each recipient for the amount that they receive, which is a kind of a division. The estate tax says you tax it as a lump from the person who died. But it has to have the transfer. And since the transfer takes place only once, you could tax it only once. Mind you, our estate taxes are very steep in many cases. And they're at 40%. So that what happens is people try to do all sorts of evasive devices to limit their impact with more or less success. And so that was what you can do. But what they can't do with Knowlton and Moore is tax the wealth if there's no transaction that takes place. That is, you can't tax it year after year. And it's kind of complicated because if you try to oppose a 40% tax rate as an annual wealth tax, people are wiped out in 2 years. So the numbers they start to give it 2 and 3%. But 2 and 3% represents in many cases something like about 30 or 40% of your earnings. If you assume that you've got about an 8% rate of return, even if you're a gifted person, a very successful person, that's a very high kind of tax rate that you're going to have to do. And what makes it even more complicated is it's really complicated to value all these assets because it's not just publicly traded stock. It's closed corporations. It's real estate. It's artwork. It's intellectual property. And it could take you 5 years to figure out what the tax owes in year one, but you don't know what the tax is in year one when you're trying to do year two and so forth. So the whole thing snowballs into a complete nightmare.
All right, let's go.
When they tried this in Europe, they gave it up.
Let's go to Brushhaber versus Union Pacific, 1916. I love this stuff, Richard. I'm learning from
you. I'm glad you do.
All right. This proposes that progressive tax can be applied to a corporate tax, a corporate income, which is something similar to what the president is proposing. However, it also has limitations. Are those limitations exceeded from what you understand of a proposal on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, what happens is the American Constitution approaches financial transfers in a way which I heartily disapprove of. What it says is we put them into different boxes. And so we have a taxing box, and the government can do pretty much what it wants in a taxing box. But then we have a takings box, and in the takings box, if you take something, you have to give them just compensation. And so the position that they took in Brushhaber was that a progressive tax, generally speaking, is not going to be treated as a taking, but a confiscatory tax would be treated as a taking, leaving you with the question of how it is that you decide when a tax becomes confiscatory. Well, if it's going to be a tax of over 100% of your wealth, that's clearly going to be confiscatory. But in these particular cases, what you're doing is you're targeting a very tiny portion of the population, putting an extreme high wealth tax. Then it turns out that wealth tax is going to hit you so that they tax inflation as though it's a gain, even though economically it's not. Then after that's done, they're going to hit you with the estate tax. So if you put them all together, the question is, does this become a confiscatory regime targeted narrowly at a very, very small group of people with prohibitively high rates? Answer, we'll know when the Supreme Court tells us. Because what you do is you know that this category is not empty, and so the argument that I would make is if it's not empty and this thing doesn't fall into it, I don't know what it is that counts as a confiscatory tax anymore. So I think, in fact, this thing is at some real risk, even under these doctrines.
We have 1 minute, Richard. 1 minute, and I want to go to your opinion of the Supreme Court. You believe then, presuming all of this goes through Congress and is signed by the president, that the deciders will be the Supreme Court on these proposals?
Well, these are absolutely cases that are going up there. Taxes on unrealized depreciation, that is gain, are generally okay, but you're very reluctant to impose them for the same reason I've meant before. If you force people to go to the market and sell stuff to pay taxes under all these regimes, you create market distortions in addition to taking wealth out of the hands of your most productive individuals. And what's going to happen is you're going to get general declines in overall growth and wealth, which means that these taxes are going to be counterproductive.
Professor Richard Epstein, senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.